Bank of Cardiff, this is Kyle.
Hey, Tyler.
Oh, hello? One second, here's Tyler. Tyler here.
Hey, Tyler, Ron Faulkner.
Hey, Ron.
I got some questions on this merchant's pre-qualification form.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the one you want me to fill out?
Which one was it you were discussing?
Well, you sent me the merchant's pre-qualification form, as it were. So it's got some stuff here, like I guess if we use Visa and MasterCard, it's like a store or something, you know. So I just leave that stuff blank, Tyler, or what?
Yeah, so if you guys don't take credit cards, we won't need merchant statements. That's just if you guys had taken credit cards, which it sounds like you guys don't. So, yeah, you can just leave that blank. Okay. Yeah, other than that, I don't think there should be any other empty spots there for you. Was there any other?
They're asking for my Social Security number, though.
Yeah, so what we do is a soft pull on your credit just to see where you are. We pull from experience, so we actually don't pull from all three, but that's just one of the components that we do look at for when we do set the base here for the programs and rates that you qualify for. So based off the credit, what was that?
But if you pulled on it, hurt my credit rating?
I mean, it's a soft pull, so it's not going to affect it as bad. But like I said, if you're not doing this often, no, it shouldn't be an issue.
My experience in credit score as of April 26th was 720.
Okay. So you're definitely above the average there. Which just falls in line with how long you've been in business and the sales that you're at. And after speaking with Jeremiah after the phone call and listening to your call while he was on, he was pretty confident that there shouldn't be any issues with you getting qualified here for the best programs that we do have and getting you the biggest amount that we can get you. So was there maybe any other questions that you had on the application process there?
Well, it looks like you're wanting 6 months of bank statements, it looks like.
Yes. It's just
the tax return, which would be fiscal year ending June 30th of 2015, would be our most recent tax return.
Correct. Yeah, that's the one that we would need. And then, like you said, it's just the January through June first page of the bank statements there for you.
Okay.
And
you want me to fax these to you or email them back? They'll probably better just scan them and email them back to you, correct?
Yeah, I was going to say email is probably the best bet for you. If you'd like to fax it, you can do it, but email is usually the best bet for the underwriter department too, because I could just shoot it right over.
Okay, buddy, let me see what I can do with this.
All right, Ron, I appreciate it. And like I said, as soon as we get that in, I'll get you an answer here right around 24 hours.
Okay, Tyler, thank you, pal.
No worries. Have a good one.